Welcome to the Kawartha Small Business Podcast, where we believe the Kawarthas can be the most thriving region in Canada for small businesses. I'm Brian Rump from Profit Coach.
And I'm Matt Gearney, the Lindsay and District Chamber of Commerce Business Leader of the Year from Managing Digital.
Awesome. And we are recording from the Thrive Podcast Studio at Thrive Coworking Community at 18 Kent Street West in downtown Lindsay. And as Matt has prepared, we are talking about Matt as the Business Leader of the Year in Lindsay. So we thought we would do a whole episode about this.
You thought. I want nothing to do with this episode.
I know. I snuck it in. I can't believe you actually read my notes. Usually you don't prepare. But yeah, we're talking about it. So Business Leader of the Year. I think very prestigious award. I think what I want to sort of break down in it is kind of what makes a business leader of the year. I'm making fun of it a little bit. I think that's valid in some cases. And I think as we are honest on this podcast, we talk through those things. But nonetheless, I think there's an opportunity to discuss, you know, why you fit that this year and just see what happens. So for those who don't know, you know, the Lindsay and District Chamber of Commerce has an evening of excellence. So every year they do that. One of the awards is Business Leader of the Year. There is a nomination process. I was going to joke about how much that cost you to like buy that award, but it is not a award that you purchase or sponsor. It is, there's a nomination process. Anyone can nominate anyone. And then they have sort of within a chamber network, external people not, or like go through the nominations and choose.
They say apparently it goes through other chambers, like even across North America.
Yeah. I think in this case, it used to be, you know, in the olden days, I think the previous winners would sort of like judge on a panel. But I think now it's a part of a network. And in this case, it was like another chamber and like the U.S. was the one who made the decision. So I think that's interesting. I don't think they do a good job of letting people know that necessarily. And I think it's always hard to get nominations. I know in the past I've been someone who's nominated, you know, several organizations. I didn't this year, so I didn't nominate you. I'm sorry. So, you know, it's a thing that happens. It's a good marketing event. It was a great event to have people out in the community. You know, it's good awareness stuff as well.
We should restart this podcast because we forgot to mention that we were nominated.
Oh, yes.
Awards of Excellence, Lindsay and District Chamber of Commerce nominated podcast in the media division or media excellence category. So
yes.
Just like how they do the commercials for like movies or whatever.
Oh,
they'll
yes.
Be like,
nominated for.
Yeah, I just saw one last night with Harrison Ford. And it was like Academy Award nominee. So we need to start saying Awards of Excellence nominated podcast.
Yes, we should. And it was spelled wrong. So obviously you nor I were the nominator of that. So thank you to whoever nominated us. But yes, I think, yeah, it's something. But what I really like about it, you know, Business Leader of the Year, what I liked about it is, I think in the speech, they were sort of like, who is this guy? He's not from here. And I liked that it wasn't sort of a cast of character whose kind of turn it was. Sometimes in communities, it's like people don't nominate or they're like, well, who hasn't got it yet? And it becomes sort of like an emeritus award or just like a something. So I thought kind of, I really liked that it was like, here's a guy that probably a lot of people don't even know exists quite yet. But then the people who do know you exist are like, oh, that's great. Because yes, you did, you know, these things that are part of being a business leader.
Yeah, it was like super awkward. It was really uncomfortable. It was also very humbling. I think one of the things that was interesting as I reflect back on it last couple weeks was it felt like it should have been a lifetime achievement award, and it wasn't. Like, if you look at that list of other past winners, and I'm not super well versed in the history of all of them, but I don't know, subjectively, they're not old, but they're in their 50s or older, probably even when they were nominated and won. That's not old, but like that's like, okay, you've been doing business for 20-something years, right? Yeah. I've been in business for 4 years. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I think too, it's like, you know, it should be of the year, not pick a person. And I do think, I was looking at that list because I remember being at one, and this person wasn't on the list, so I think it was they had like a special lifetime achievement sort of award that doesn't come up very regularly, but I think some people in the community like make that happen every now and then. So I was like, yeah, if we're comparing it to that, it was kind of weird. But as a leader of the year, and this is what I wanted to sort of break into, is, you know, this year in coming out of the pandemic, we're not even out of it yet. There's so much uncertainty, but you've made major investments into the community. So this wasn't a Matty G Digital Award. This was a Matt Gearity Award. And, you know, you invested in Thrive, sort of like who opens a co-working community when you have to work from home. And, you know, there could be lockdowns. And I think since this is open, that hasn't been the case. But that's a major risk. So I think, you know, leaders take those risks. They invest. They put their money where their mouth is. Lots of people are like, oh, I had that idea too.
Yeah.
They didn't do it, right? Lots of people could have leased this space and did the magician trick that happened in here, right?
Like, I could have paid the bank back by now if everyone that told me they wanted to open a co-working space gave me like $5.
Yeah, which is true. So like you know, you go and you do that. You've networked a lot with a lot of different people, not sort of the usual cast of characters. Someone used the term, and I really hate it, and we should do a whole podcast about why I hate the term movers and shakers. Because I've never liked that. And I'm like, who is that? It's like this mythical thing. And then sometimes those like so-called movers and shakers aren't even that helpful to a lot of people in the community. And I think we create these hierarchical power structures that don't really exist. And I think you also prove that, because like some of those movers and shakers who maybe have comfortably been like sort of the quote unquote leaders in the community are like, who's that guy? And it's like, yeah, somebody who's coming in to like do things different. You know, we've talked on the podcast previously about, you know, being better or doing the fundamentals better. So I think that's, again, a leader does those things as well.
Yeah, I don't know what to say. It's just...
It's going to be, you know, it's not meant to be a long episode, but I think it's good to dedicate it. You are, you know, co-host on the podcast. You win a major award. We don't want to just make fun of it.
Like,
I don't want to just pump your tires too much either. But I think it's good for listeners and, you know, good for the community to, like, take, you know, some kind of normal inspiration out of this. I think sometimes we try to overmarket people or try to overinflate things, but like anyone can, you know, step up and be the business leader of the year. Like, it's an open field. And this year you did a bunch of stuff that got someone to nominate you for it. And then a committee to be like, oh yes, this is the person who, you know, made sense this year.
Yeah. I guess just going back to the fundamental stuff, and maybe let's talk about marketing now. I've had it twice in the last, I want to say 10 days of people coming up to me and saying they recognize me from somewhere. They don't know where. I've never met these people before.
Yeah.
One of them was name dropping the mayor, came up to me.
Nice.
And I think I introduced myself to him, or I was at a group thing, 100 men of Kawartha Lakes. And I was there with like Anand from Twisted Indian and Tim from Home by Tim and Chris and Gallery. And I think the mayor knows Tim. I started talking to him. And there was like a bit of a lull in conversation, or someone grabbed him, and I like just introduced myself to Doug there. Really nice guy.
Oh yeah.
Really engaging. And he was like, "You have such a familiar face." And I was like, "You probably have seen my ads, and like my face is everywhere." And then I was over at a Globus Theater the other day. Did I tell you this?
No.
This guy was just staring at me the whole time. Like every time I walked over, he was kind of like curiously looking at me, to the point where I was like, "Do I know this guy?" And I thought I placed him. He looked kind of like someone I knew, and I knew it wasn't. But I was, anyways. So on the way out, and he's like, "Do I know you?" He's like, "I've seen you before." And I asked him, like, "Do you work at British Empire Fuels?" He's like, "No." And I'm like, "I have no idea who you are." He's like, "I'm not hitting on you." And we laughed and he walked away, type of thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, it's because of the ads. It's the fundamentals of my marketing and what I am doing is like, I'm putting myself out there. The word thing is weird, as I've said, but to me, I need to kind of just embrace the fact that it is a marketing exercise. It's an exercise in telling people who I am and that I exist.
And I think what's neat about it, and again, you have the fundamentals of your ads, and like, I'm sick of seeing some of those older pictures of you that show up for it. And I think you even want to change up some of them, but they do work in terms of, I'm sure there's a lot of people who are like, maybe read it and were like, "Who's this guy?" And then they see you on Instagram and they're like, "Is Instagram reading my thoughts?" But they were probably getting it anyway, some of those ads before. But now they're like, "Oh, that's who this is." And then it's like, "Oh, well, this person must be doing something right if I know their face and they now won this award." So now it piques that curiosity of like, what is that?
Yeah.
Which I think builds, you know, as a guide, builds that authority.
Marketing note on that with the images that are everywhere. Like, do I want to change the images? Because like those images are years old now. The latest one is 2 years old, right? Yeah. Some of them are like, 3 or 4 years old. I don't. I'm super content with it. I like intentionally want people to see the same image over and over and over again. And you do get people that are like, "Well, you're not being authentic and we need to have like new up-to-date photos and stuff like that." And I'm like, I'm sorry, frankly, like if you look at like the biggest companies in the world, the ones that we hate, the ones that we like criticize for being big box and McDonald's and all these places, Ronald McDonald's looked the exact same for like the last 40 years.
Yeah.
And they've had the same exact colors for the last 40 years or longer or whatever, right? Like I intentionally am not trying to change stuff and like not confuse people. So
it's fascinating you said that. This is a tangent and we won't dive into it, but I've noticed lately just some like sort of watching some shows or different things where I'm like, oh, all of a sudden, like the last 20 years is like melted away from my life. And I'm looking at things from like early 2000s and there's so many brands that are the same still. And I think if you go back another 20 years, we went through a time where like everything changed. Like so many people rebranded in like the late 80s, 90s, you know, things just look and feel different. And I think we do go through these cycles sometimes, but even those big brands like they found something, they've stuck to it. And it's a massive deal sometimes to, you know, totally rebrand or kind of start over. But, you know, it's a good point about just keep the same picture going out, especially as, you know, if you look at your overall funnel, that's the awareness part. It's like, why not just do that? And then you can change up, you know, the way you talk to people has changed.
Sure.
The way you go through your processes and stuff like that is all different. But yeah, like the look at this guy, how do I know this guy? Like you can just keep that stuff like going.
I realized last week I was talking to someone that we just rolled out social media templates for, and they all are, there's like 15 different themes and ideas, and then they're all branded the same and they're very consistent. And like, I know how it's going to work with this account, and there's going to be people that are like giving him some maybe negative thoughts. And I said to just, because I've done this long enough, I know what, like where it's going to go. And like, we're intentionally looking the exact same all the time. Yeah. We intentionally want things to be super clear and we want to hammer it home over and over and over and over and over and over again. We're intentionally doing this.
Yeah.
And that was the first time it connected with me, like use the big box examples. We hate them because they're so big and successful and they made so much money. And like, that's what we're all often trying to achieve in some cases. So,
and I think too, like, again, there's going to be people who discover you every day who've never heard of you before. That's kind of another thing with this. You know, we're in that room and they're announced and people are like, who's this guy? Again, what was kind of neat is there was not necessarily a lot of small business owners there. And I think it was a good reminder for me that, you know, the Chamber of Commerce isn't just the small business group. It's the Chamber of Commerce of anyone in business in the community. So it was nice to see people from across the spectrum there, you know, but it's the fundamentals of, yeah, showing up, looking the same. Who's this guy? They've just discovered you. So yeah, you're in business for 4 years. Lots of people know. Some people are sick of seeing your face maybe, but you know, a lot of people just still don't even know who you are yet. So it's like, just keep hammering at that. And I think every business needs that reminder.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's like, you might think you're posting the same thing over and over, but someone's going to see that for the first time ever.
Yeah.
Every time you post it.
And I was very intentional with that appearance, if you will, where I had a jacket on, but I wore a t-shirt underneath and I wore jeans and I wore sneakers. The year before went like full suit.
Oh yeah.
Shout out.
Did you cross your arms?
Last year?
So that you look serious?
Yeah. Oh, more serious. Yeah. Put on glasses. But like, I intentionally was like, I don't know who's going to be in this room at this point. Last year was like a pretty good event. I knew a lot of those people. I knew more people last year than I did this year. Last year I won the Marketing Excellence Award. And this year I didn't win it. And I was pissed. I'm still pissed. But anyways, so like, I intentionally like dressed a certain way. And then I was really nervous about the speech. I used to love, not love, but I'm fine with public speaking and doing stuff where, like, if you ask me about SEO, I'll talk all day. I'm fine with that. But I got really nervous with the speech and I got in my head with the speech. And then I Googled like speech structure. Oh, right. And I watched a video with Donald Miller. It started off like an outrageously high percentage of people, it was like in the 90s, would rather die than do public speaking. Yeah. And I'm like thinking about this speech and I'm like, I can't do, it's not on brand for me to sit there with a pen and a paper and write out a speech or have a big structure or have a big paper. So I honestly was like, why don't I just read it from my phone? Why is that any different than someone reading it off of a piece of paper?
Yeah.
So I was like, brand wise, I'm like, this is kind of cool. This kind of fits. It looks like I'm somewhat unprepared, somewhat winging it. And it worked out. I think it was fine. I think the speech was okay.
Oh, like, I really liked it. I thought it was funny. I think I heard you could hear people laugh because it's, and again, marketing, standing out, being different. It wasn't a typical like, hey, everyone, thank you, this. There was some, you know, personal stuff. But, you know, what I remember is you were like, there's a bunch of people in this room that have ghosted me. And there's a bunch that I've ghosted. And like, people sort of laughed about that. But I think also that's like, just that's the reality. So like, you are, you know, your brand is like a bit of every guy hero type of, you know, archetype, but that every guy is someone who does that. So you weren't what I again liked about this is sometimes we get like a marketer and people come in and they're talking about all the sort of super high level, look at me, I'm a marketer and, you know, I do stuff that's so complicated you can't even understand like what I'm doing or why I'm doing it. And that's not what most people need, right? They need like every guy who's going to like do the fundamental things that are going to work. So I thought it was like on brand for that, showed who you are. I think you've even had people at that event who knew you, who you were. You ended up doing some like sales type meetings with. Like, it's who people want to do business with.
Yeah,
which I thought was great.
Yeah, when I started like to kind of loosen up the idea of the speech and what to do with it, I recognized there's going to be a lot of people there that didn't know me. So I did want to, at the end, like make sure all my brand names were said. And I used the Kawartha Small Business Podcast one-liner of like, I think Kawartha can be the most thriving region in Canada for small business. I got that in there. And then I couldn't get past the fact of like, I didn't know exactly who was going to win, but I saw the list of nominees and just kind of knowing what I know about that community, where I think I said something along the lines of like, it's funny, like this business community is so small and I've worked with some people in this room and I've been fired by some of these people in this room and I've had bad meetings with some of the people in this room and I've been ghosted by people in this room and I've ghosted them. Like, people, I was looking out and they were laughing. And it was so true though, because like as soon as I walked in, I sat down right beside a woman that 2 weeks ago I was supposed to get back to. And we went to Vegas and I came back and I immediately, when I made eye contact with her, was like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. And like, we had a good laugh and everything. And then one of the, one guy came up to me after the meeting and was like laughing and shook my hand. It was like, was that me you were talking about that was ghosting? Like, I'm so sorry. Like, we didn't have any money back then. We still don't have money, but I just thought it was hilarious. And it was just,
I'm talking about multiple people.
There's a bunch of people.
But that's also why business leaders of the year are active.
Yeah.
Right? And active means different things. It doesn't mean you're like the person who's going to save everyone or just, you know, I think we get these impressions that they're tearing up and they're doing business with everyone, which isn't true. So yeah, you've had good meetings, bad meetings, ghosted, you've been fired for different reasons, right? Like,
yeah,
all of these things are part of, you know, leadership and being part of the community. And, you know, every time you get fired from someone, it's an opportunity to be like, why is this happening? And usually it's, from my external perspective, it's just different expectations or people don't get it. They're influenced by things that don't work.
Yeah.
Right. So it's, you know, it's usually hard to maybe get people to understand that now, but that helps you next time going through and be like, here's why we're doing this. Here's, you know, you're standing on your method and your value, which is different than what anyone else locally is doing.
Yeah.
You know, and the consequences of that is it's not necessarily for everyone.
Sure.
But then it works really well for others.
Yeah. I honestly, if I think about it then, in that room of people and businesses, I've probably had a business conversation with half of them, which I think is pretty cool. Not just like a, hey, this is who I am, I'm business leader of the year. Like, I've done a sales pitch, I've worked with them or whatever. And I think that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's good. And very few others maybe have done that.
That'd be tough. Like, maybe the bankers, but like,
maybe the, possibly maybe them, but really depends on where they are. Maybe they are doing it, but they're not like digging in very much. So there's lots of nuances at play. And I think it just is like, it's a good opportunity to get in front of people. And there's also half the room that you didn't know. So it's an opportunity to like reach out and, you know, get to know them.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, it was a fun experience. I'm trying to think about how to utilize it in the future. Like, I'm big on not using authority as a selling piece. And if you've listened enough to us talk, like from the Donald Miller framework stuff, like I try not to say I'm the best or I'm going to do all this stuff and I've been doing it for so long and this makes me the best. So I'm not going to rely on it. I've thrown it into my pitch decks a little bit. And I'm like, I never have actually even said it out loud during the pitch. I've put it on there
too. Yeah. I think that's a great way to like subtly put it in. Cause it's, you're right. It matters. It's a thing, but it's not the thing, right? Like, no one's hiring you or they shouldn't hire you because you are business leader of the year. But that also does provide authority in that, you know, you have had all these conversations, you have been nominated and you have been selected. So it makes sense, but it's not like the thing, right? They should be hiring because you can get them results, right? Yeah. And this isn't, you know, this is just, I think it fills out who you are.
Yeah.
And I think it also, like we talked before, you know, 4 years into your business, you're not the new guy necessarily, you know, you're not testing out on this, you know, kid who's new, right? Like you are now, like, true. I think that, and I don't know if I've said this out loud or thought it before, but it's that watershed moment of like, you're no longer the new startup someone's taking a chance and a gamble on. Like mm-hmm. you're now the authority of like where to go for a plan that's going to be executed and monitored and has a way better chance at working than hiring the guy who just started and mm-hmm. is hunting for their first customer.
Yeah. And utilizes the stuff that he's talking about, the ads, the email, search engines, social media.
Yeah.
And yeah, I'm everywhere, whether that's good or bad. I've thought the other thing I would like to maybe do more is it an opportunity to network more, to not like burst into a room and say like, hey, I'm business leader of the year, but it's like, does the business community want me out there more? Should I be at more networking events in the business community? I did get invited to a networking group though, and I did drop that line though. I thought it was pretty funny, right? Okay,
so I was like, if I was more crafty, I'd get you a picture or a shirt with your face on it that says Business Leader of the Year, and I think you should wear that in my place. So you could like
I'd do wear that, it.
And people would laugh.
Yeah,
and it would be like it's an immediate icebreaker because yeah. it's like you're allowing people to laugh along.
Yeah.
With you a little bit versus like, you know, oh, who's this person? Like suddenly they're like too cool for school.
Yeah.
Right. Like that's not the thing. Right. So it's that curiosity of like, oh, like, especially if they don't know who you are.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, who is this guy? And it's more approachable.
Yeah. I would, I'd wear that shirt. I think it's pretty funny actually. Yeah. I signed off on, a Christmas card to our friends over at McKee Cabinetry. I signed Business Leader of the Year yeah. back here. No one else got that card, but just like Ian and me have always kind of roasted each other back and forth. And then he texted me on the weekend when he got it. He was like, "Look, I would like to know what association gave you this title because this is baloney."
Yeah. Yeah,
and then we like exchanged pleasantries. And I was like, "Let's please never be this kind to each other again."
And I think that's funny. And I think that's the other, again, you know, to kind of wrap up this episode, it went way longer than I thought. But it is about having fun and building community a little bit. Business doesn't always have to be, you know, oh, super serious or like everyone one-upping them. Like you're allowed to laugh. You're allowed to fail.
Yeah.
Like that's just part of what we're here doing, right? So I think it's good to be open about that and be able to talk about kind of the reality of it as well versus, you know, putting out a press release about how amazing you are and that you've never made a mistake ever in your entire life. And, you know, anyone who's fired you, it's only because they're an idiot and they're whatever.
Look at me now.
Yeah, look at me now, everyone. So I think it's good. Any final thoughts on this special episode dedicated to you?
No, I would like to hear your final thought on me being Business Leader of the Year.
I think, you know, hearty congratulations. Again, I think I've sort of said it out. I really, I liked the direction it went. I think you, as much as we laugh, you know, I think there's lots of business leaders that are good, but at the same time, I think we need more business leaders like you, more people talking, you know, to people. It's not just the same old faces that we've maybe heard or who are doing things, you know, with their buddies from the, you know, high school in the 70s and like just complacent about stuff. So I really like that. I think it was, yeah, good choice, well-deserved, you know, I never take for granted people who invest heavily in communities. Very few people do it. So even if there's someone who I think makes a ridiculous investment, like they're making that investment. So not everyone does that. Not everyone's revitalizing a building, doing all these things at risk. They're not taking the time to talk to everyone. They're not putting in, into play fundamentals. So I think to actually do those things is, to me, why it's such a legitimate for you versus, I think, someone who might come in and just do a lot of self-PR, I want this award because I need it to, like, I just want that credibility of it, but without actually doing the work, right? And I think you did, the speech that you did where you were honest about those things, because it's way better to be like, oh, a bunch of people in this room have fired me versus literally no one knows who I am. And and then people are talking about the who, whereas now they're like, who fired him? Right. They're like all these curiosities that again are marketing, and they're going to lead, to more in the future. So that's lots of thoughts. If you would like to be on a podcast with the business leader of the year, send us an email to setitup@kawarthasmallbusinesspodcast.ca.